Happy 2024, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on The Good Stuff on our radio station network across the five-state area. So thanks for tuning in and spending a little time with us here today. Integrity Meats in Belle South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. So have a happy new year from Integrity Meats in Belle. Happy New Year from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora, North Dakota. Find them on Facebook and follow them at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. And Happy New Year from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Also, a safe driving wish for the new year from WW Tire Service with 8 locations across East Central and Eastern South Dakota. And a Happy New Year from Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? Well, what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. You can visit them online at tsln.com. So, Mike, time for a little bit of good stuff. What do you got today?
I was going to share just a few more of those little quick, what kids say, grandkids,
what
they tell their grandparents. What do you have today?
I have a piece called Do It Again by Rochelle Barrett.
Okay, I'm going to do a couple of these.
And then I'll be
short,
ready.
And then I'll get you ready over there.
All right.
So this
good.
Is some things that grandkids tell their grandparents. This is explaining children's logic. Give me a sentence about a public servant, said the teacher. The small boy wrote, the fireman came down the ladder pregnant. The teacher took the lad aside to correct him. Don't you know what pregnant means? She asked. Sure, said the young boy confidently. It means carrying a child.
Oh, that's sweet.
Logic.
I like it.
A grandfather was delivering his grandchildren to their home one day when a fire truck zoomed past. Sitting in the front seat of the fire truck was a Dalmatian dog. The children started discussing the dog's duties. They use him to keep crowds back, said one child. No, said another. He's just for good luck. A third child brought the argument to a close. They used the dogs, she said firmly, to find the fire hydrants.
Gosh.
Okay, what do you have today?
Oh, that is cute. I like it. This is called Do It Again, and I thought it was very appropriate for this time of year. Again, Rochelle Barrett wrote this. Sheets of paper with random notes are strewn across her dining room table. Receipts from the local farm and ranch store, the grocery store, the parts store, the vet, the farrier, and 100 other places sit piled up. A reminder of an entire year's worth of advances on their operating line and another year's worth of living. He looks at it all, takes a deep breath, and opens a statement from the bank. The check from their calf sits next to his wife's computer, and he gently pulls it over in front of him. A quiet sigh of relief rushes out of him. The calves didn't weigh up, but they still pulled his family through. Nothing much will be left as a cushion, but they will pay the bank to zero and renew the line for another year. He gets up and hugs his wife and wipes a stray tear from her cheek. Do it again, he asks, already knowing her answer. Do it again, she tells him, knowing full well that there is nothing else either of them would rather do, even if the stress of it all is too much to bear sometimes. He sits back down and runs some numbers because it helps him cope. She sits back and reconciles the online accounting system, making sure it matches the bank. Together, they make a plan for what next year might look like and pray for better markets and better weather and for the good Lord to carry them through one more season.
And who had written that one?
Again, that's Rochelle Barrett wrote that, and I think that's the occurrence at many a table.
That's going on all over right now, isn't
it? That's right.
Well, a couple more of these short little grandchildren stories to finish out things today. A six-year-old was asked where his grandma lived. Oh, he said, she lives at the airport, and when we want her, we just go get her. Then when we're done having her visit, we take her back to the airport.
Oh, that is very cute. Very cute.
Grandpa is the smartest man on earth. He teaches me good things, but I don't get to see him enough to be as smart as him.
Oh, that's too precious.
Love those grandchildren out there.
Yep, absolutely. They're pretty special.
And we love having you along with us here on your local radio stations out there, and I hope that you're going to tune in again one of these days. Send us something to use in 2024. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and one day we might be able to feature it right here on The Good Stuff.